Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 12th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through these amazing passages in Scripture, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. In today's reading, we are in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 37 through 53. Then we finish our reading in Psalm 119, verse 129. But hey, before we jump in, wasn't it nice to have Allie read for us yesterday? I really enjoyed hearing her read the scriptures, and it gave me an idea. And I'm hoping that you can help me out with this. This is the idea. Every month, I want to have at least one day a month where I have a guest reader of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. And that's where you come in. I would love to have you read the Bible for me. If you're interested in reading the Bible for us at the Daily Radio Bible for Kids, send me an email, and then what I'll do is I will send you a copy of the reading for that specific day that you would be the reader for. You would read it and record it and send it back to me as an MP3 file, and then I'll edit it up and put it in the podcast, and you will be a guest reader of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. What do you think of that? Isn't that cool? You could be on the podcast. So if you're interested in being a guest reader of the Daily Radio Bible, send me an email and say, Hunter, I'd like to read the Bible for you. And then I'll send you back an email with all the details of what you need to do in order to become a guest reader of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. Very cool. All right, my friends, what do you say we jump into today's reading? Now, the high priest asked Stephen if what people are saying about him was true. How did Stephen defend himself? Let's read and find out from Acts chapter 7. Stephen said, Moses himself told the people of Israel, God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. Moses was with our ancestors, the assembly of God's people in the wilderness, when the angels spoke to him at Mount Sinai. And there Moses received life-giving words to pass on to us. But our ancestors refused to listen to Moses. They rejected him and wanted to make him return to Egypt. They told Aaron, make us gods who can lead us, for we don't know what has become of this Moses who brought us out of Egypt. So they made an idol shaped like a calf, and they sacrificed to it and celebrated over this thing they had made. Then God turned away from them and abandoned them to serve the stars of heaven as their gods. In the book of the prophets it is written, was it to me that you were bringing sacrifices and offerings during those 40 years in the wilderness, Israel? No, you carried your pagan gods, the shrine of Molech, the star of your god Rephah, and the images you made to worship them. So I will send you into exile as far away as Babylon. Our ancestors carried the tabernacle with them through the wilderness. It was constructed according to the plan God had shown to Moses. Years later, when Joshua led our ancestors in battle against the nations that God drove out of this land, the tabernacle was taken with them into the new territory. And it stayed there until the time of King David. David found favor with God and asked him for the privilege of building a permanent temple for the God of Jacob, but it was Solomon who actually built it. However, the Most High doesn't live in temples made by human hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that? Asked the Lord. Could you build me such a resting place? Didn't my hands make both heaven and earth? You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah, whom you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hands of angels. Wow. Stephen is laying it out there. Stephen is using these stories from the Israelites' past to show the people how they were disobeying God. People still disobey God, just like the Israelites did. I still disobey God, but God still wants us to obey His commands because He loves us. He gave us the commands in His Word because He knew that obeying them would keep us from getting in trouble and having to endure the consequences. This is what Psalm 119, verse 129 says. God's laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. Well, there you have it, my friends. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Hey, before I let you go, though, I just want to remind you, if you want to be a guest reader of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids, send me an email and let me know, and I'll give you all the information you need. Then you'll do the recording, send me an MP3 file of the recording, and I can give you some ideas on how to do that. And you, my friend, you just might be a guest reader of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. So send me an email, let me know, and we'll see what happens. All right, my friends, time to go. I plan on being back here again tomorrow. You guys be blessed. You go forward in God's joy, and you remember this, that you, my friend, are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.